October 19, 1911. The love from the earth renders Jesus more content, because the love of heaven is his own, while he wants to gain that of the earth. This morning, my always lovable Jesus wanted to escape me, so I clasped him tightly in my arms, and since Jesus wanted to wriggle free, I said to him, "You teach me." The day before yesterday you bound me tightly, in such a way that I was unable to make one movement, and I'll let you do it, so that at the right occasion I could repay you with the same thing. Now you be quiet, let me do it, I want to speak to you in your ear, more so since I don't feel like shouting, as it seems that in these last days you wanted to make me shout by playing deaf, by pretending not to understand me, and I was forced to repeat and to shout in order to make myself understood. I don't know, every once in a while you come up with something new. And Jesus, I was deafened by the offenses of the creatures, and in order to be distracted and cheered I wanted to hear your harmonious voice, and so I pretended not to hear. Ah! You do not know what echo of maledictions comes from the earth. The voices of love, of praises. Break this pestilential echo and relieve me quite a bit. In the meantime, it seemed that Mama was coming, and I, oh! Mama! Mama. Come, O Jesus. O Mama. And she, loved Jesus very much. Keep him content, love is his happiness. And I, it seems that somehow he is content. I do what I can to love him, but it seems to me that you can make him content more than I can. And she, my daughter, the love of heaven is his own, but he wants to gain the love of the earth? This is why, on this side, you can make him more content, by loving him and, much more, by suffering. And I, if you knew, oh Mama, what he does to me. He leaves me, he reaches the point of denying sufferings to me in order to chastise. Listen to what he told me the day before yesterday, that he wants to let foreign people come into Italy. How much ruin will they not produce? He really wants to do impertinences. And to make me surrender, he bound me very tightly to his will. And Jesus, are you accusing me? And I, certainly I have to accuse you before Mama, because she entrusts you to me, recommending that I be well attentive so as not to let you operate chastisements, and she told me even to be daring in order to disarm you. Isn't it true, Mama? And she, yes, it is true, and I want you to continue on, because grave chastisements have been prepared. Therefore, love him very much, for love will sweeten him, at least. And I will do what I can. I feel I love him alone, so much so, that I can be without you, but without Jesus, no. And you certainly don't feel sorry about that, because you know and you want that I must love Jesus the most, among everyone. And Mama seemed to be content.